Before we get started with this episode, I wanted to let you know that May is Mental Health Awareness Month. In honor of this, I'm making my signature course, Resiliency Sprint, 50% off just for podcast listeners. You also get lifetime access to CBT Family Toolbox, over 100 activities, resources, and ideas to bring cognitive behavioral tools to your family. Head to childanxietysupport.com/resiliencysprint to learn all about this foundational course. And when you sign up, use code PODCAST to get 50% off both the coached and uncoached versions. This offer is only good till May 31st, so make sure you sign up now. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Child Anxiety Fact Podcast. My name is Dawn Friedman, and I'm the owner of Child Anxiety Support, a membership for parents of anxious kids. I have my master's in clinical counseling and additional postgraduate training in child anxiety disorders, including exposure and response prevention, and the Supportive Parenting for Anxious Childhood Emotions Program, or SPACE program, which was designed by Dr. Ellie Lebowitz at the Yale Child Study Center. I'm also certified in infant toddler mental health. FACT stands for Frequently Asked Questions, and each week I'll be answering your questions about childhood and teen anxiety. Let's get started. This week's question is, am I being protective or overprotective with my anxious child? Now, this was a question that came from a parent who's trying to figure out how to support their anxious child, and they reached out to me with a much more complex and personal version of this question. I'm not going to share all of the details here, but we can sum it up as, am I being protective or overprotective when I try to support my anxious child? Well, here is the thing. One family's protective is another family's overprotective, because we can't take a particular behavior out of the context of a specific family and say, that is always right for everyone, or that is always wrong for everyone. Anxious children come in all shapes, sizes, ages, and developmental needs. Families, too, have different expectations and values. In one family, choosing to homeschool due to a child's anxiety would be overprotection, and in another family, it might be a great idea. So how do we know the difference for ourselves? Or at least, how can we start figuring it out? Okay, first we have to back up and remember what this whole parenting gig is all about, and that's raising humans to grow up and live their own best lives, right? That's parenting in a nutshell. And we know from just looking around us that there are a whole lot of versions of best life out there. Part of this parenting and growing up is figuring that out. What version is right for this child? What is that child's strengths that we can play to? What are the challenges for that child that we can help them confront and overcome or learn to work with? As they grow, we're continuously reassessing. Our children change, our values as a family sometimes change, and certainly circumstances change. Any of that means we might need to go back to the drawing board and say, is this still working? Are we still moving forward? Is my child still making progress, however that's meant to look for them? Back to protections. Protections should protect, not limit. Overprotections limit. Overprotections keep kids stagnant and stuck, while protections keep them safe while encouraging growth. A general example would be making your typically developing preschooler hold your hand when you cross the street. That's a protection. Now, making your typically developing 12-year-old hold your hand while you cross the street, that would be overprotection. That's easy, right? That's very clear. We know what to expect from preschoolers, and we know what to expect from 12-year-olds, and we understand the mechanics of crossing the street, and so we know preschoolers would need help, but 12-year-olds should know how to do that. Things get trickier when we're talking about expectations that are more complicated or nuanced, such as managing social media or navigating romantic relationships or figuring out how to deal with anxiety. In cases like that where it feels more complicated, I encourage you to step back and ask yourself these questions. What are my goals for my child around this topic? What skills around this topic will they need when they're adults? How can I help them to begin to build those skills now in ways that are developmentally appropriate? If what we're doing is not building those skills that we know they will need, then it might be overprotection. Remember, protections protect, but leave room for skill building, and overprotection limits. It doesn't find ways to give kids those opportunities to learn the skills they will need as adults. Now, this is so hard when we've got anxious kids who maybe don't want to learn skills, who are perfectly happy with you managing things for them. If you have an anxious 12-year-old who never wants to cross the busy street, do we have to make them? Again, step back and think about your child as an adult. Think about what they need now to get them there, to adulthood, with the skills that they need, whether they like them or not. Chances are, your child, as an adult, is going to have to cross streets. So how do we teach them how to do that? This doesn't mean that you let an anxious 8-year-old fend for themselves with their anxiety any more than you'd let a preschooler cross a busy street without teaching them how traffic works. But it does mean that at a certain point, you're going to ask them to do the things they need to do, knowing that you've given them the support and information that will allow them to do it. Back to that 12-year-old crossing the street. If they reasonably know how to do it but don't want to, then you could insist. You might say something like, "I don't have time to walk you to the ice cream shop to get that milkshake you want. So if you want a milkshake, you're going to need to get there on your own." And we'd say that with the full confidence that we've given them the knowledge and skills to accomplish that safely. They might be scared. We might be scared for them. They might insist they don't know how to do it. We might worry that we're pressuring them. But a milkshake might be just the incentive they need to find out that they can do it and for us to see that they do have those skills. When it comes to anxiety, we might need help drilling down to the small steps and small skills that they need. If we're looking at a busy street and we've got that scared 12-year-old, we might need help figuring out, did we get them there? Do they have those skills? We might need help understanding what's protective and what's overprotective, because some anxious kids are pretty dramatic. I don't mean this in a dismissive way at all. I mean that their fight, flight, or freeze is so big or so consuming that it's hard for us to get perspective and know whether or not what we're asking of them is reasonable. That's all part of the planning and work of supporting and raising anxious kids. So if you have an 8-year-old who's struggling to go to school because they're anxious, we might need help to step back and say, have we taught them the skills that they need? Have we taught them the anxiety version of looking both ways before you cross the street? If you're feeling stuck or your child is feeling stuck, know that this is part of the anxiety process. Feeling stuck just comes with the territory and usually means we need to stop and assess what we're doing to know whether or not we're off track in helping our child acquire the skills they're going to need. And if you need help with that, then let me know. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. If you have a question you would like me to answer on the show, please go to childanxietysupport.com/FAQ. And if you'd like to learn more about the Child Anxiety Support membership, please go to childanxietysupport.com. The membership offers courses, live events, and community to help you design a personalized program to free your family from the trap of child anxiety. I hope you'll consider subscribing to the podcast and sharing it with any friends or family who you think might find it helpful. You can get more of my child anxiety content over at Instagram, where I'm Dawn Friedman, MSED, or on Facebook at the Child Anxiety Support page. Thanks again, and have a great week.